I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
A new world order.
Excuse me. Has anybody seen a white rabbit?
That was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, but it could totally 100% be true because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
Conspiracy junkies to another episode of White Rat. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, and boy, I was stumbling over my words on that one. It's been about a week and a half since I've actually said it. Your boy's been guesting on a lot of shows and not doing my own show. With that being said, I want you guys to go check out The Cult of Conspiracy. I just did a show with them last night. It's up on Rockfin. I believe it'll probably be out on your audio platforms today. But we dove deep into celebrity cloning, and I came with the fire. I brought all my research to the table, and we discussed whether or not Donald Marshall is full of shit or telling the truth. So go check that shit out and give them a 5-star. While you were at it, give myself a 5-star. And fuck enough talking. Let's just get into the meat and potatoes of it. I have never spoke to this person before, but I have seen her assault the shit out of Globetards. And so I am excited to speak to you. How is it going? Don, tell us about you and your podcast. And then I got some questions to get the fire going.
Sure. So hello, everyone. My name is Don Dussault, and I'm on Rumble at Don189. And What did you want me to talk about? Sorry.
Okay. So what is your show basically entail? What kind of things do you speak on? I'm thinking it's probably somewhere along the lines that this show talks about. What goes on over there in the Don world of social media?
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah, so in my real time, I'm an international security advisor. And I've worked with the highest levels of government, and I do have top secret government clearance. So anything I have shared, it's all open source or unclassified, declassified information, and information that I'm getting on my own, not on behalf of anyone at all. And so what I've done is, just because there's been so much misinformation being spread by mainstream media, by all levels of government, and it's internal as well, I just took it upon myself to share this information on social media platforms. And being in Canada, I used to even do, I was seen as a military advisor for Global News, for example, which is like fairly mainstream in Canada. And then after I started calling out a bit of the woke narrative, I didn't get invited back. And so I've been very sensitive.
Imagine
here.
That.
But, oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So,
and on YouTube,
what made you
find me? Because, oh, sorry.
No, what were you going to say, please?
Oh, I was going to say on YouTube, it's hard to find me because I am very censored, and I've had over a dozen accounts deleted on me in the last few years. Just recently as well, in the last few days, I had another account deleted on me. I have one up now. It's an older account that I was able to somehow get back up. But again, it's minimal viewers on that.
Well, we'll make it easy for everybody right now. Go ahead and scroll down. If you're listening to this on Apple, if you're watching on Spotify, the link is, or if you're watching on Rockfin, the link is going to be right there. Go ahead and click it, and maybe we can reel her in over to Rockfin, the land of misfit toys. We have a party going on over there, and we're wanted. And you know, I was kicked off of YouTube maybe 3 years ago, and it hurt. It hurt really bad. Like somebody kicked me in the balls and I wasn't ready for it coming. And so they gave me an account. What was it? Maybe three or four months ago, I tried to get back up on there because they had my IP address and everything. Like it was bad. And they finally let me create a new account, and I posted one episode on there. And then I decided, fuck that. They kicked me out of the party before. Why am I going to go hang out and party with the people that don't want me there to begin with? Fuck them.
That's true.
So,
yeah. Yeah, that's totally fair.
We'll make it easy. But what sucks though is Rockfin is kind of like the Truth Social of video platforms, to whereas it's an echo chamber. Everybody over there is free thinkers, conspiracy theorists, right wing extremists, or whatever you want to call it. They're all over there. So we're not really engaging in any good conversations with people over there that think differently than we do. And that kind of sucks. The battlefield is definitely on YouTube. So kudos to you for taking all those battle losses and saying, fuck it, I'm going to keep coming back.
It is frustrating though. I'm not going to lie, because like you, it just like, there's so much content that gets lost in that. It's unfortunate.
It is. I can't even tell you how many episodes that I've done, because when they took down my Apple account the first time, I want to say I was like 80 episodes in, because I was already planning for my 100th episode celebration. And then, yeah, I've been kicked off of Apple twice, Spotify once. I'm on my third Instagram account. I just recently got kicked off of TikTok. And I recently was able to get back into my original Facebook account that had like my daughter's baby pictures and stuff. And so I keep that without any of my conspiracy shit at all. But I lost that for like 3 years. And yeah, so I've been banned off of pretty much every account. I would say that other than Alex Jones, I am the most banned fucking content creator out.
I even got like 3 LinkedIn accounts deleted on me. And it was during, I remember like one time it was because I was literally in an argument with General Petraeus, and the chief of defense staff at the time was Wayne Eyre. And on LinkedIn, they were discussing what they thought about the Polish, the strike that killed 2 Polish farmers during the Russia-Ukraine proxy war, whatever you want to call it, the staged and planned event. But and they were saying that this was Russia. They were calling for Article 5. They wanted us to go to war. And I was sharing information with them that this was Ukrainian air defense and all of this stuff. And then literally within minutes, my account was deleted.
I am not surprised at all, especially coming with the background that you come with. And coming with the background that you come with, I think it would be a waste of air if we were going to talk about Flat Earth. I have so many episodes about Flat Earth, and I'm going to have so many more. So with your background, what the fuck do you think is going on? Is this the deep state's like final push to stop the opposing team from taking leadership? And, you know, like, obviously, they're both bad. That's not obvious to a lot of people. But to me, it's obvious that both sides are fucking corrupt and evil, and they have their own agenda. One is just playing it out a little longer than the other one and makes you think they're the good guys. The other, you get where I'm going with this. Either way,
I do 100%.
I don't think that this is good, and they are battling each other. And do you think that this war that is upon us right now is something that truthers should honestly give any energy to?
These are all good questions. To get to the first question, and I don't even know how long that'll take. I'll try to reduce this. But I think with Biden and Kamala, like that in and itself, just because of the people that they had within their team, And Nancy Pelosi and the involvement, even with January 6th alone, this was a staged and planned event, including the pipe bomb. And I've shared this on my channel, like irrefutable evidence in my humble opinion, and even called out the crisis actors that were even Capitol Hill law enforcement, like David Lazarus and Harry Dunn. And these people are on the record, under oath, lying to people about these like the riots and what happened. And I shared multiple videos on Ray Epps. And then there is, you know, that deep state connection, and it's lobbyists as well, like corporatists that that fund like Senate and the House and multiple elected officials and celebrities and they get them to be an echo chamber of what they want to reinforce and push this, if you want to call it the New World Order under the left, or if you want to call it Novus Ordo Seclorum, like Elon Musk's like to say, that's another way of saying possibly New World Order. But this is left and right. They're going at it from different angles and perspectives, but it's going to come to the, it's going to resolve in like the same outcome, I think. And yeah, and there's again the military pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Do you think that if one
I just
side
on to you.
No, you're perfect. That's we have as much time as you okay, want, good. So ramble away. You think that it makes a difference in the timeline of things happening quickly or longevity wise if one side or the other wins? Because I'm like in the understanding that if Trump wins, they are going to completely reform America and the world will follow in their eyes, in their shape of what they want the new world to become. And that is going to be better for us in the long run or in the short term, I think, because the opposing side there, I believe, would have just given everything up, given all the powers up that the United States held to these bigger corporations and the WHO and the all of these bigger things. We would have been basically under the thumb of a one world governing body, and it would have happened, I think, overnight. Would you agree with that?
Regarding that, because of the Who's at play? Like, there's people that are part of the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization that where it's left and right are still operating with these people, right? The Bohemian Grove people, the Bilderberg people, the Davos people, like these people, like they do, like the people that share like the same island experiences. Like, there's multiple lists out there as well, but I would say that with Kamala, I don't even necessarily think that. I think that she was just like a lame duck that was put out just basically because they knew that she wasn't going to win, possibly. And then I look at who who your taxpayers paid in order to promote her, especially at the end. These are all people that again are possibly on the Diddy list, even like Barack Obama and Michael Obama and Beyonce and multiple others. And so it's just like that was also something that was questionable because like these are clearly people that have aligned themselves with really shitty people, even with Oprah, with John of God, with Harvey Weinstein and those connections and possible human trafficking that's happened within her schools all over the world and drug
How
trafficking.
How do people just have blinders?
So it's just and then,
How do people just have blinders on to that still to this day? You don't? Because I know for a fact that there are people that still worship Oprah.
Oh, no, I believe you. I'm saying I do think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just don't understand how that is possible. Is it just complete cognitive dissonance? Like you've worshiped somebody for so long that they can do nothing wrong in your eyes? I just, when we talk about these things that these people are being accused of and that we are pretty sure they are fucking things, you know, even if there's a question, Wouldn't you change like your views and opinion on that person? I don't know. Maybe I'm different than some of these people that I don't want to call them sheep or NPCs because I feel like some of them have just been led so astray that they're like so held on to their ego that they can't let go and allow themselves to be to admit that they've been lied to.
I absolutely think that ego has a big part to play in that. Cognitive dissonance, groupthink. There's just so many behavioral factors that also make people want to be more aligned with who they think is going to be like the more agreeable person or the most agreeable outcome. And so, and also echo chambers. And so there's people that have been idolized. And there's a danger in that as well. So there's ego, but there's also idolization, which is a sin if you want to talk about this in a Bible aspect. And so they don't want to believe that the people that they idolized would do something so bad because then it would make it where they're wrong and their beliefs and their foundations are, you know, they start to be questioned or they crumble. And a lot of people can't handle that. A lot of people are not courageous enough to know the truth about the world.
Yeah, I can't argue that at all. I think that that's what I'm seeing as well. And, you know, I was trying to be nice and say I don't want to call them sheep or NPCs, but there are those out there still. I do believe, you know, you were asking me earlier before we jumped on whether flat earth or simulation, or I think that all of those things can simultaneously exist at the same time. I think that we can be living in a simulated flat realm that has hollow aspects to it, you know? And I also believe that if we live in a simulated realm, that if your perception of things is your own reality. So even though I call people globetards and say, how could you not see what I'm showing you and presenting, I'm like right in front of your fucking face, their reality won't accept that. Therefore, it is a globe.
It makes total sense. Like, I do believe that this is a, an electromagnetic reality that's being projected on a flat plane of inertia where we experience life, and that it's a contained gaseous pressurized environment. And so I talk about that in multiple videos as well. I do believe that we're living on a flat plane. Obviously there's hills and mountains and holes and water and things like that. But overall we see too far.
That's what I do this. I get somebody on that I know has the same beliefs as me, and I automatically gravitate to those things so that I can just bounce those back and forth. But I do want to take advantage of the fact that you're somebody that can read this war like nobody else that I've had on this show before. And I do want to get like all of your takes on what is going on. So like, I don't even know what question to ask you right now. Just take the floor.
Yeah. So I'll just kind of roll with it. Cause like, I'll go back with the Kamala thing, and I'll say that her mother actually has connections with MK Ultra. And there was a psychiatrist in Montreal at the '60s and 50s, 60s and 70s. There was actually like MK Ultra activities being conducted, electroshock therapy, LSD, all of that stuff. And her mother was part of that. And Harvey Weinstein's father was actually one of the people that were part of the trials. Gottlieb from the US, like he was actually overseeing a lot of the MK Ultra, like the behavioral experiments and the drug experiments and the electroshock therapy experiments that they were doing. And she also, her family also possibly has connections with drug cartels, which is very interesting to me. But I share that on my Rumble accounts. And so again, when people look into her background and the fact that she's also lied about her ancestry, and then she even has published books where she alleges that one person, for example, is her grandmother, and her grandmother that she's talking about was dead 4 years even prior to her birth. Very interesting. And there's other things as well. So she wouldn't be a good leader. And then she also, again, was lying about January 6th. She still speaks like incorrectly about what happened with 9/11 and so many other things. And again, she's also in the same group. And she had sex with Bobby Brown, I believe his name was, like a really high ranking politician or high up there politician.
Willie Brown. Bobby Brown, that's his prerogative.
Is it Willie Brown?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for correcting me on that. But yeah, and then she gets into politics that way. And she also had relations with Montel Williams. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so a lot of things about her and who she was aligned with and what she had done with the border crisis and then even with the Afghanistan pullout, to me, it was just a bit of a shit show. But then I also look at Trump and I know, like, and I'm saying that if I was American, I would have voted for Trump. I obviously would have voted. And there's people that have their own theories on that as well, or their own opinions on whether we should be voting or not. That's fine. But he also, even within his corner, just the people that he's even elected, being part of his committee or his cabinet or his team, even people like Steve Bannon, to me, like he, to me, is deep state. And even Bill Barr, like connections possibly with Epstein's death, and then also linked with foreign interference with that as well. I can't say the country because then I'm going to be considered to be like an anti-Semite, you know what I mean? But involvement, right? So Trump has selected people in the past where it's very questionable. And even now, J.D. Vance, he's connected with Palantir. And they were working where the CIA was their sole customer for a very, very long time. And he has since like distanced himself from that, but it's still like, this is all about like human data mining, biometrics, international type, international level stuff. And this is part of like the, again, like the government complex of like the deep state, right? Where there's a lot of possibility of him implementing some kind of a surveillance state and digital ID implementation, and then looking at it and justifying it with what's gone on with illegal immigration and voter fraud, and then areas in your country, states where voter ID is not required, government issued ID is not required, photo issue ID not required. They want to change that, so people might possibly connect this digital ID with the new government ID they're going to probably want to roll out to all Americans to make it where it's, you're going to want it because you're going to want to have fair elections. But again, at what cost, right? So you're giving away some of your freedoms for some comfort and convenience. And so there's that.
That's how they always package it.
What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch! Let's go!
Welcome to the truth. Welcome to the light. Flat Earth revelations. Everything's alright. Clothes that fit your vibe. Medallions shining bright. Stand for what you believe. Join the truth tonight. Charisma Truth Store. Trend. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. Charisma Truth Store. Join us, bring a friend. Realize the simplicity beyond the world's complexity. T-shirts and accessories, truth in every piece. Step into the story, claim your cosmic peace. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so calm. Promo code KJO10. Get your gear again.
Yeah, and then even Peter Thiel, like he as well, is part of the deep state, in my humble opinion. And he's also, again, connected with Palantir, and he's connected with the CIA and other groups. And so I'm rambling, and I'm going all over the place. But I think this really started like this big misinformation push for this generation, at least, in like the JFK assassination, which happened yesterday, in 1963, November 22nd. he was trying to collapse, shatter the CIA. And he also wanted to pull out of Vietnam. He didn't want people to go into Vietnam. And then I think that he possibly would have, like, he was questioning the space race with Russia at that time as well. And he, even though he was having conversations with people like James Webb, there were people that were possibly involved in his assassination. And I've done videos on this, but people like that were in the CIA, FBI, et cetera, like Helms and J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon B. Johnson possibly involved as well. And definitely more than one shooter, et cetera, et cetera. The tracheal wound, it being an entrance wound, multiple, having to be multiple rounds fired. And so a setup. And so what the CIA was also doing during that time was they were not just in Vietnam. They were in multiple other countries, including Cuba. And what they were doing was they were destabilizing the societies from within. And they were getting people, even part of the government, including the military and law enforcement, in order to conduct assassination attempts and then full out complete assassinations, like even in, like presidents of countries in Africa. And assassination attempts on Fidel Castro, for example. This was all part of like American influence and part of the deep state. Like there's even CIA for over a decade in Ukraine and also assisted in the staged and planned coup in 2014 in Ukraine. And so rabbit hole. Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you just, you reminded me too, because I know Jimmy Hoffa funded a lot of funded the campaign for Kennedy to get in because he was supposed to get rid of Castro and he reneged on the deal. And I think that has a lot to do with his bye-bye as well. Yeah. And I also talked to historian. One of the best people to talk to about this is Corey Hughes. And he's dedicated like half of his life to figuring out what truly happened to JFK. And man, it's incredible because I was going off of the narrative that Roger Stone wrote a book about it, you know, and I'm like, this guy's an insider. He knows everything. And basically what Roger Stone says is every conspiracy that you've heard and everybody that's behind it is behind it. And in a sense, that is true. But you guys have to go check out that episode I had with Corey Hughes. I'd say that was maybe 2 years ago. But it fucking fire blew me away. Also, something that could have got me kicked off, too, is because that is also a Holocaust, questioning the Holocaust episode as well. So do you think, Don, do you think that this this whole war really started when Biden took office? And Q was always saying, you know, they have to see how bad it can get or else they'll never accept it. And do you feel that this was something planned that could have been in the making and letting the deep state have their full reign so that we can see how bad it could get and it could possibly get out of our hands because they will take it to a war that we can't pull out of in time? Like Trump says, well, we'll get it out in 24 hours. I'll have everything dissolved. But it seems like Biden's like, fuck it. Let's go full on.
Yeah, that's a good question. So Q, I think you mean QAnon, right? Just to be clear.
Yeah, well, there's, damn it. Okay, so yes, there's two separate entities. There is Q, which is the people behind the drops that were posted on the Chan boards, and then there is Anons, and that was people like me that were reading and deciphering the Q drops. And then the media decided to call the whole thing QAnon, and kind of like a spit in your face type of thing, but whatever.
Okay, got it. Okay, so with the Q drops, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Operation Trust, but this was a covert intelligence operation that was happening in during the Soviet era, and this was a way that government was actually planting data, and what they were doing is it was in order to, like, I wouldn't want to say like they were claiming it to like find out if there was any people that were terrorists or extremists or radicals, and that was their way of like having a means of communication and Discord where they can communicate back and forth. And then they can like filter out or look at, you know, people that could be of concern based on what they're sharing on these platforms, because it was still obviously surveyed, whether people like it or not, unfortunately. And
yeah, there was something in the past too that's very similar. It was the Cass Sunstein reports that was basically along the same lines, and it was feeding people information to where they think that they're privy to certain things, and it really just opened up the door to something even more terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just, I don't know. There's so many ways that there's like the government is now baiting people in order to incite or elicit emotional responses in people. And it's because they want to distract and divide. There are people out there that do want there to be societal collapse. There are people that do want there to be civil wars and world wars. Unfortunately, it's these people are being indoctrinated into believing what they're being told, right? So like, and they're going based off of emotion with zero critical thinking or actual looking into what's actually going on. And it's strictly off of emotion. We're getting ourselves involved in this, even when with funding it, with weapons, with soldiers on the ground, and things have been escalating now for years. This staged and planned coup in 2014, it was even before that, right? And this was a way to make Ukraine the essentially the battlegrounds or the command post, I guess, for like an eventual war with Russia in order to destabilize them yet again. It's been a narrative for literally generations. It's so boring now, like China and Russia and the communists, or the right wing fascist extremists. And it's all very predictable as well. And so even prior to wars, there's been pandemics before and mass sicknesses. And it's because of so many different reasons, but it's how people, control the situation and assess the situation and the measures put in place. And then again, segregating people from society, a lot of like mainstream media, like dehumanizing people and then government institutions dehumanizing people in order to like further like make people like more divided. And then people are more willing to, again, like we're talking about the Holocaust and World War II right now, I guess. But even before World War II, this was decades in the making where, and this is something that these wars are funded. Both sides of the war are funded by the Rockefellers, the Rothschild types, higher than them, the Romanis, I believe, as well. Anyways, all these different friggin' groups,
and they all hail, the Black Rocks, all that shit. So
BlackRock, Vanguard, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, like, yeah.
Do you think this is all just fear porn? Is this something that the people need to really be scared of? Like, are we in danger of a nuclear war?
I have my own interpretation of nuclear war and what that entails. And I would say that I have a few books on it, and then some interesting history about World War II, how possibly Nagasaki and Hiroshima were not. What they're calling nuclear explosions, but possibly just like high level TNT type explosive devices that decimated these areas. But again, even Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there was multiple other cities, even major cities within Japan that were completely decimated, where it was like 90% of the population destroyed, 100% of the population destroyed, 50, 60, 70%. And these were not reported because then it would go against the narrative of how big and significant of an impact Hiroshima and Nagasaki were. When you look at all of the collateral damage, you know what I mean? Like it was very comparable to the other cities that were impacted. And then they were still going to carry on with the war. And then, and so even after these, what they're calling the atomic bombs, after they dropped, there was no immediate response from the high levels of the Japanese government. And then as soon as they received a letter from Russia saying that they were going to get involved in the war, within several hours of that, there was like these meetings that happened where there was even the conversations were recorded, and they wanted to call an end to the war.
Is there such thing as
so just very interesting things? For me, I think that this is going to be a little bit off. Like what I believe to be nuclear, I believe is possibly what we like a radiating magnetic energy, and I believe what we're calling gravity to be electrical gravitational energy, and it's not this downward acceleration of 9.8 meters per second squared, but like electricity and magnetism, I believe is what make up this cosmos, and when one force is stronger or weaker than the other, one can overpower the other. And when they work synergistically with each other, this is where we have balance or equilibrium kind of in this flat plane of inertia where we're experiencing this earth plane. And so nuclear forces, weak and strong nuclear forces, I believe that this is just in relation to magnetism and ionized elements, gases. So just removing electrons from oxygen, you know, or helium or hydrogen, which what makes up predominantly the radiation belts, because there's multiple too, or multiple belts. And so not some kind of an explosive force like is being alluded to. And even when I look at the comparisons from FEMA and other doctrine, even from the UN, when we look at the comparisons of what we're calling a nuclear weapon, the comparison is regarding TNT. So they say there's a certain amount of TNT is equivalent to a nuclear explosion. But even the follow-on effects with the radiation, with the EMF, EMP type activity that happens, that shorts out electricity and things like that, and causes weather issues, disruptions. And so completely different than what they're saying nuclear forces are.
Right, because people today live in Hiroshima, right? People in Nagasaki, in these places. And I don't know how long it took after the fact before it was inhabited again. But I know that we're not seeing birds with like three wings and shit like that. However, I did get in an argument with somebody about nuclear weapons, and they said that there was a plethora of birth defects happening in those areas. But that could have been because of mustard gas or a handful of different things. If there was nuclear radiation in these areas that's supposedly harmful and cancerous and whatnot, that no life would be inhabiting these things for a very long time. You know, like if a nuclear power plant were to fail, then life around that nuclear power plant, as far as I know from my research, would not be able to exist within a certain radius.
Yeah, even with Chernobyl, like I do believe that that there's other things that are causing these like the damage, and I don't believe it's as long term, because even a few days after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, people were back on the ground and they were trying to build back up. And so another weird tangent, but for lasers, I believe that different strengths or colors of lasers impact us and our environment differently, where some laser colors can cause like 9/11 towers to turn into dust, for example. And then you can have ones that actually heal us. And so for me, when I think about any kind of a nuclear weapon, for me, it would be correlated with some kind of a laser technology that would be utilized and would be more focused and deliberate, just like we've seen it possibly in Lahaina, what we've seen in Canada, what we're calling wildfires. Like, these are all multiple different areas struck at the exact same time. And then arson as well. So people getting paid to actually set fires in order to, again, usher in this climate change bullshit as well.
Right. Well, I think there's their tactic behind that is the direct energy weapons will hit the target that they immediately want gone. Like, make sure that is the target that we're getting rid of. And then they set these arson people out there to make it look like it was more of a natural caused type of a thing. And I love the things that you're bringing up here. It makes me think about things like a couple years ago, we did a really, really deep dive, like three parts on Project Bluebeam. And now they're coming out with all these hearings about UFOs and underground aliens and blah, 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 blah. But how convenient would it be during this time to have Project Bluebeam, not necessarily mean an alien invasion, but I mean, they could use it for a nuclear war. And just because we're saying that nukes don't exist doesn't mean that we're not saying that they don't have weapons of mass destruction that can cause fucking a shit ton of harm to a lot of places.
Yep. And I believe these technologies have been used before. I believe that we've had advanced civilizations and advanced energies and technologies before, or advanced ways of harnessing energy in previous times. And then I also with unidentified flying objects, so UFOs, USOs, like sea, land, and air, essentially it's advanced technologies that I believe people like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and these groups, these military industrial complexes, they've had these capabilities and designed now for generations. And so it's just a matter of like, they get caught sometimes when they like out in the open, right? Just because there's like more people, I guess, traveling. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
But I don't believe that.
I'm fully under the impression that they've taken it even further than that. You know, I think that when Davos kind of went underground with their human cloning stuff and they stopped talking about it so much, I think it was because they were going more into militarizing it and creating like organic robotoids for military use, creating basically clone wars. Now, that's just my conspiratorial mind going as crazy as I can take it, but.
No, BlackRock actually bought, they have ownership of 23andMe, unless I'm incorrect in that, but like that's like, I believe that's the case, that BlackRock actually has some kind of ownership of 23andMe. But where was it going with this? Oh yeah, with lasers and laser technologies. Yeah, so for me, like what they're calling it, like the mushroom bomb, like I don't, and even the shape being a toroidal field, that's very interesting to me. But I believe that we cannot leave this contained environment, and so like that's another thing I'm gonna circle back. I don't believe that anyone's been in outer space. I believe that the luminaries and the sun and moon are closer, smaller within the firmament, and there's some kind of cymatics being used for the luminaries, except for the sun and moon. I believe there's some kind of sun luminescence, cold and hot fusion type stuff that's going on there. But that we're not leaving. And so Elon Musk, he is he's also being like Donald Trump's network right now. And but the thing that interests me is Vivek Ramaswamy is a flat earther. I don't know if you know that. He's alluded to. I've just seen recently like where he said like the heliocentric model is a hoax essentially, and look into the geocentric model, and then even Charlie Kirk was beside him, and he actually even acknowledged and said the same thing, and so it's getting a little bit more mainstream. And so if Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, who are together as part of like the meme Doge or Doge,
yes, well that's a win for the community. I honestly,
it is right.
I brushed that guy off the minute that I found out he was plagiarizing Obama speeches. I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. I shared that too. Yeah. Multiple different speeches. Like he shared. Yeah. Yeah. And so like,
this is dead air. So we have like a delay between us. And so I'm trying to play it the best that I can. But so do you think that Trump is going to take office here in 35 days from now?
I think he will. I think that if people actually wanted him to be deceased, it would have already happened by now. And so that's why, like, I don't know. And that's just devil's advocate. And so I do think that there was deep state involvement in the July 13th assassination attempt. And other events as well. Did he know or not? I have no idea.
I feel like if they really wanted him dead, he would be dead. And, you know, I made a post about that like a year and a half ago, just for my MAGA friends, that I was like, you know, like if this guy was really such a fucking threat to them, just like Alex Jones, they would be dead. You know, they use these people, yep, to pull it. The same as the left, you know, like the right has heartstrings and emotional strings that can be pulled on. Abso-fucking-lutely they can be. And, you know, this guy is, I'm not going to say I didn't vote for him, because it's definitely better than the opposite. You know, like, Jesus, yep, Christ, can you imagine if Kamala Harris was in there? She hasn't been honest about a single thing about herself. So
exactly. And I've admitted this too. If I was an American, I would have absolutely voted for Trump, even knowing what I know about, like, I mean, how he handled COVID, I don't agree with either. And so there was that issue. And then he also, like in 2019, is the one that announced the Space Force. And I believe it was like September 11th, 2019. Anyways, and then at a further date, he also like reconfirmed that. And so I'm like, well, okay, so are you... And then Buzz Aldrin is also in his network, and he is an astronaut. And, you know,
The other day, they're in the group chat. There's some truth seekers in there that are not exactly flat earthers, you know? And so I shared in there when Trump was given a speech and he was talking about the moon landing and Buzz Aldrin was sitting there right behind him and he just had a look of disgust on his face. Yes, it was awesome. He's like, because you know, like it eats him up inside because out of all the astronauts, he's the only one that has these fuck it, I don't care anymore moments. And then it's almost like they fucking whip him back up into shape. It's like, you want to die tonight? Okay, well, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, that and I'm sure he's being obviously blackmailed. And yeah, so I do like, so even with the moon landings, like this, like even like when you look at people at the, in the deep state, like they use what some people call gematria or numerology. And it's always like some repeating patterns of numbers that are often used when like they want to deceive the public and make it where they're just thinking that they think they're just talking to like their group, right? That no one else figures out what the hell they're saying, right? And so even with the moon landings, I believe it's possibly Stanley Kubrick that directed that. And yes, people had to sign non-disclosures. There wasn't a lot of people that were involved in the original filming of that. And again, this was possibly filmed in some parts, Devon Island in Canada, and also in the U.S. And I'm talking about the other moon landings as well. And so with the symbology of that, like there's 201, just like pandemic or tabletop operation 201, that was at Johns Hopkins University just before the pandemic. That was declared on March 20th. So you've got a lot of people in certain groups believe that March is like the start of the new year, the spring equinox, March 20th usually. And so like that would be the first month. And then you've got the 20, so you've got the 201. And then so July 20th is the 201st day of the year. It was for that year because it wasn't a leap year. And so there's a lot of repeating numbers like that. And
the only thing that is the same in every single moon landing from every single country, do you know what the one similar thing is? They all look fake as fuck.
Yeah.
They're all different. And you said they're all so different, but they all look fake as fuck. And you were talking about Stanley Kubrick. So I got to give a shout out to our buddy, Paranoid American, the comic book maker. He has this comic book right here called NASA, which is an acronym for Never a Straight Answer. And it's all about how Stanley Kubrick was hired by the American government to help fake the moon landing to beat Russia in the race to the moon. It's awesome. Yep. Go pick it up. ParanoidAmerican.com. He does not sponsor me. I didn't get paid to tell you guys that. He's just fucking awesome. And I love this kind of shit. So go check it out.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Another reinforce. Yeah. And so even with the moon landings, there was only 12 alleged astronauts that landed on the moon during the Apollo missions. And so I do believe that that's kind of a connection with what's behind me, the Last Supper, and then Jesus and his 12 disciples or discipels. Where that's what the 12 astronauts represent is the zodiac signs or Mazalot or Maseroth, whatever you want to call it, and Apollo representing the sun, just like Mithras and Dionysus and Horus and Jesus and Krishna and countless other mythical figures throughout history.
So when the movie Zeitgeist first came out, a lot of atheists used that and what you were just speaking of to disprove the existence of God and Jesus. Would you say that they're onto something there, or quite the opposite?
I don't believe that there could have been an actual Jesus Christ that existed. I don't know, but like regarding this Bible, I do believe that it's based on truth, just not facts, and it's a good model for people. But again, if you look at who wrote it, you know, and even like the King James version of the Bible, King James was a pedophile. I don't know if people knew that. And he wasn't, you know, possibly like the greatest person, even if he even existed. The book was published in 1611. So you got the 6 + 1 = 7. You got the 7-11 there, and which is also connected to 9-11. Which, anyways, I'll get to that. But I already lost my train of thought because I go from one thing to another. So we've got the 7-11 with the Bible, and then even Galatians 4:24. It says that it's essentially an allegory, right, and to be taken as such, and. And so I like, there could have been a guy like that that existed, but like, I believe that the story is just basically how to live a good, true life and access your higher levels of consciousness at the individual level so that you could be, because perception is reality. And then so the collective obviously benefits from you taking it in towards yourself to try to live, you know, as good of a life as you can, whatever that may look like in this simulated environment. And, but there's also things in the Bible too that, that are very much divisive in my opinion as well, but a lot more things that like where there's like, there's good lessons to be, good to one another, et cetera. But regarding God, it could be for me, I definitely believe that there's some kind of a divine creator or creators that, that built this cosmos, this, electromagnetic reality that's being projected on a flat plane of inertia. And, using light, the visible and non-visible light spectrum, like that's literally how we experience this earth plane. So I believe it's intelligently created. I don't know if I said that. And I believe that the luminaries are essentially the clock that makes this earth tick, right? Especially the sun and the moon, but also the other luminaries or seven original planets or wandering stars. I believe that they absolutely impact this cosmos and what make time exist or what make this, I believe it's time is the fourth dimension, whatever you want to say. And so for me, that has to be some kind of intelligent creator. So even with how we're able to repair ourselves and how, you know, trees are able to grow food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and filter, you know, pollutants in the air, I see that as, again, like some kind of an intelligent creator that transcends this earth plane, and possibly like our mind being the connection to this earth plane through the avatar, but then also connected to what people would call the Holy Spirit or the essence or whatever, that is our higher level consciousness possibly playing us in this video game. So there could be a God or gods, however you want to look at it. That could be imperfect because there's people on this earth that create video games and simulations and they're not perfect. But you know, when they finish their game, when people finish their video games, they're experiencing, like the characters only experiencing that dimension. And then, but it's through you, like you're, anyway, it's all coded.
That's all great shit. That's crazy because we were discussing it in that aspect last night when we were talking about the celebrity clones and whatnot. And we got into that subject as well. And I said that, because the subject of NPCs always comes up. And I think that everybody has their own definition on what that is. And, I think that last night it was described perfectly well is when you're going through these stages of awakening, basically you have these NPC characters around you and you are the main character. But when you're through these processes of awakening, basically what you're trying to do is become the game developer. You're going from the person that is playing the game to the person that is manipulating the entire environment around you.
Yeah, I definitely believe that like there's absolutely something to that. I believe that, like I've said a million times, perception is reality. And so I do believe that what we consume, whether it be audio, visual, whatever senses we're being engaged, I do believe that impacts how we experience this earth plane. And regarding NPCs, for me, like it's like how I would kind of explain it to people is that you have people that never leave the area that they were born and raised in. They do the same jobs or similar jobs as to what their parents did, probably in the same business. Again, not really leaving or exploring. They likely vote the same way and will never change, right? And so these are the people that, to me, it's very predictable programming.
Default settings.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't mean to insult anyone. And this is how you are, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying like that would be more typical of a non-player. In so many different aspects, right? Like in order to experience this game, you have to play it. And by doing that, you have to be a little bit more unpredictable and then put yourself out there in different ways.
Don, you are tired, dude. I love this shit. I should have had you on the show so fucking long ago. And since it is your first time on the show, one of my favorite things to ask people, and I'll lead you into it like this. The question used to be, what was your first red pill moment? However, everybody goes through multiple red pill moments and we're going through different stages as we speak. And I like to change that up to, what was your first oh shit moment when you realized that this world wasn't what you thought it was, that changed the way that you thought about everything? What was that moment? Can you remember it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can, because I'll start with the red pill just to get that out of the way, because that was very early on. Like, that was like around the 2015-16 period, early for me, because I was still in the military at the time. But 9/11, looking into that, and that was really that was a red pill moment, because I served in Afghanistan from 2001 to 2016, basically the entirety of the Afghanistan war, including in the special forces and in a counter terrorist unit, and did an exchange in West Point and stuff like that. But I realized, and I lost people in war, and friends and people I loved, and even at home, right? Because of, you know, it's not easy emotionally and spiritually. And so, like, people committing suicide and things like that as well, or lost to addictions, or are losing their families. And so there's a lot of loss regarding that. And so when I realized that this was something that was staged and planned, and that, you know, that the whole thing with the crisis actors and the training scenarios and who was involved, like including Netanyahu, who lied to Congress in 2002, which got us in the war, you know, and that was just a very humbling moment, I would say. And then got me to work that's where I started working. I incorporated, I called myself Athena Incorporated. I still am. And I was doing multiple contracts with government, trying to share the reality. And then people, again, it was just too much. And so, because, yeah, it's just that people are refusing to believe it, right? Because of how much has been invested and how it impacted people. Like, even when if I talk about the Challenger, again, hoax that happened in 86, if I talked about that with my uncles, it's a visceral response sometimes, because there was so much emotion to it, right? It was aired live. It was very profoundly impactful. But then when you're showing these people alive and well, at least 7 out of 8 or however, whatever it was, and some not even changing their names, and people don't want to believe it, right? And so the response is to attack the person that's providing that information instead of actually just sitting with it, right? And just removing the ego and the defense mechanism.
Yeah, and we deal with that on a daily basis as truthers. You know, it's very hard to decide who you want to speak to about certain things and when to bite your tongue and when not to. It sucks, man. The other day, I don't know if you heard, but The Onion bought InfoWars and Band.TV. Well, they did, and then there was an announcement that they didn't. But anyways, when the announcement came out that they did, I posted a video because I was like, damn, dude, that is our freedom of speech under attack if nothing else is, you know? And so I made a video about it early on in White Rabbit days, you know, like I was blessed enough to have some of my episodes were aired on Alex Jones' channel. So I'm like, I was paying him homage, you know, like, and saying that we're behind you and there's too many of us to shut us up. You can take him down, but you're only taking down the snake of the, you know. But anyways, my mom saw it. And fucking didn't talk. After she flipped out on me for protecting somebody that could say such bad things, because she believes the narrative of the media, right? He's Satan. Yeah. And therefore, because I'm backing him up, I must be an evil person as well. And so she didn't talk to me for up until a couple days ago. But yeah, and that's the response that we get in a daily basis, not just from the people that we love it, but in professional settings and whatnot. So I could only imagine working high levels that you were working at, the kind of perception that you were getting back.
Hey there, pet parents. If you're like me, then your furry family members mean the world to you. That's why I'm excited to introduce to you PurePetWellness.com, your trusted source for all pet related CBD products. PurePetWellness.com. Your pet's gotta have it. PurePetWellness.com. Use promo code Rabbit. PurePetWellness.com. Your pet's gotta have it. PurePetWellness.com. Use promo code Rabbit.
What sets PurePetWellness.com apart? Well, for starters, it's an American family-owned business with genuine love for animals. They understand the unique bond you share with your pets, and they've dedicated helping your furry companion to live their best lives. Live their best lives. And I'm pretty sure that the owners are flat earthers. You can't go wrong with that. That's pretty dope, right? Pure Pet. Solutions. Pure Pet Wellness is where your journey stops, because they have premium CBD products specially crafted for your pets, from calming tensors to soothing balms. They've got you covered. And conspiracy junkies get 20% off at checkout. Just use promo code RABBIT. Ash, watch the prices drop. Pure Pet Wellness.com. Your pets.
Yeah, I was showing whiteboards, diagrams. I was sharing medical, scientific, and government data. And people were just saying there's like, or they were just saying there was nothing they could do about it. But I did have people that were still, even within like Ottawa Police Services, for example, and other organizations that were resisting a lot of this stuff and trying to share information as well with their chain of command. And just getting pushback, getting suspended, getting charged, all like just ridiculous things in order to intimidate and threaten people. People were getting stalked and harassed by even CSIS members. It's very prevalent in Canada as well. And
what information?
And I am a little bit, I wouldn't say fearful. Oh, this was even regarding COVID. So we were giving like the debunked original trials. We were giving the VAERS, the vaccine advance reports, coming from the UK, from Pfizer alone, and showing that via inoculation, people were contracting COVID and there were fatalities. And this was like locked dates of like February 2021, March of 2022. We were sharing Helen Groos. She's a Ottawa Police Services over 20 years. And she was with the Sexual Assault Child Abuse Unit in Ottawa, a major city in Canada, for over 7 years. And she was assessing sudden infant deaths and never before could they recall an incident where a baby that was healthy under the age of 5 is usually what we call like who they would respond to and investigate. But never before, out of over 500 cases, had they ever seen a baby that was otherwise healthy just die within hours. And then during the vaccine rollout, there was a significant amount of this happening, and people were trying to address this. And so she was like literally on the front lines. And so like she was, again, part of my network because we had done higher level contracts years even prior to this, where we were literally training like Global Affairs Canada, other government organizations here, the equivalent to Homeland Security, but for the teams that go in to all countries, but to respond to natural and man-made disasters. And so these are the people that I was literally training and saying, like, basically, Earth is flat, 9/11 was staged and planned, January 6th is bullet, you know, all of this stuff. And they're just looking at me like, okay. And, you know, and then I wasn't vaccinated, so my contracts got canceled on me. And anyways, but she was working on this stuff with me. So we already knew way more information and how to source information and the reality of the world more than a lot of people. And she wasn't getting taken seriously from her chain of command. And she attempted to have a conversation with the chief of police, Chief Slowly at the time. And that was shut down. And she was labeled a conspiracy theorist. And she's still in the courts fighting a grandmother now. And again, she's someone that's always been professional. She's not a tinfoil hat wearer, none of that stuff. But and she was just giving facts and data from reputable sources, and she's like over $100,000 now in the court fees. She's going back to court. The Crown is the one that's fucking charging her, and it's ridiculous. And
See, yeah, that's crazy. So even if she is able to prove her point, they've already drained her. It's
lawfare.
Yeah, that is so crazy. Not crazy. I mean, if I was going to try to take out an opponent, what a better way to fucking wear them out? You know, it's till they give up, to the point that they give up. That's basically what they do to us on a daily basis anyway. They make it too expensive to actually live. And so that we are basically deflated and just give in to their dumbass shit. But
100%. And they've done that with countless people I know, like even Jeremy McKenzie. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him. He's been on InfoWars. We've had multiple conversations over the years. Chris Guy's been on InfoWars. We've talked, you know, for over the years. I didn't know who he was until his wife started following me because of my content that I was sharing. And then we ended up chatting a bit. And then even Josh Bigger, Freedom BDR, he's also been on InfoWars and we've chatted and, But people that were, even myself, like I had law enforcement show up at my house two different occasions late at night, total bogus accusations and stuff like that I was able to shut down. But again, this was during a time where there were literally, especially in Ottawa, very leftist places. And this is where Parliament is. Anyone that was seen as a threat or, you know, being public on social media and the networks I was operating in. They just wanted to intimidate me and. It is what it is. But I filed a third party complaint, went nowhere because it goes to the same fucking funnel, the same people. And then they just, you know, it is what it is. But I have countless stories of that because I even have military friends that were kicked out because they refused to get vaccinated because, again, it was the hold the line thing. It was at a principle. They've had multiple other vaccinations. And for this one, it was with the mandates and the lockdowns and the this therapeutic anyway. Even one of my friends, she was kicked out with over 21 years and pregnant.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. Well, you know, it's because the vaccine was completely safe and effective. And if you didn't know that and tried to say otherwise, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist and you need to toe the line.
Yep.
And so we were demonized. We were created to, or not created, but in the public persona, they dehumanized us. And, you know, so that's why I don't feel shame anymore when I mask, or I don't feel bad when I mask shame people at this point, because I feel like they've tried to humiliate us and give us so much shit that fuck you, dude. I'm going to dump some shit on you now. I was celibate for a year on purpose. And then after I went for a year, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. I'm getting so much shit done. I'm only focused on shit I want to be focused on. It's going to take somebody really, really fucking special to pull me out of this. But it also gets lonely. So I went on Facebook dating and Tinder and stuff. And I ended up going on a date with this girl. And we go into this store and this lady is wearing a mask. And I freaking mask shamed her. I was like, isn't it crazy how me and all these other people in the store are just raw dogging fresh air right now and none of us have dropped dead? It's insane. And this girl got so mad at me. And she's like, how could you talk to a person like that? Like another human being like that. And at first I was cool about it, you know, but she wouldn't drop it and was demonizing me because of what I did. And I eventually lost it. And I was like, look, you keep saying that. I was like, I don't treat people like that. That's not a person. That's an NPC. That's not a human being. So I ended up having to take her home and drop her off. So, you know, I'm back to square one again and just focusing on the show.
Yeah, maybe better off, right?
Yeah. So
you wouldn't want a Kamala supporter. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to anyway.
Yeah, no,
I shouldn't say that, but not all bad. There are people, honestly, that are indoctrinated.
I think next time, if I decide that I really, really want to try to date, I'm gonna go ahead and go on Flat Earth Dave's. He has the dating app on his app. And so I'll probably sign up for that because at least I know people on there are not vaccinated. I'm immediately weeding out 90% of the people that I don't want to talk to. So...
Yeah, Ottawa, where I was too. I think they were saying that the vaccination rate was super high, 90-95%. And if you wanted to work in cabinet, it was 100% of cabinet were vaccinated. And left and right, they were all pushing the vaccines, the mandates, the lockdowns. And so I don't know. Canada's so a mess. I don't know if you're talking.
With RFK coming into the I don't know what he is actually going to do, because I go back and forth with all of these people. I know evil things about every single one of them, and so I don't trust any of them. But I'm pretty sure that he's still going to push for vaccine transparency. And so with all the truth that is inevitably going to come out, I know that here in the United States, there have already been mandates to give people their jobs back and to issue them the back pay that they've lost from the entire time that they weren't employed with that company. Do you think that Canada is going to be able to put their ego aside and say, fuck, we were wrong? Or are they just going to sit over there and say that the entire country of the United States of America is conspiracy theorists?
Well, they are saying that in the mainstream. They are saying that. We have cabinet members that have said that on the record. And they've even equated our Pierre Poilievre, the head of our Conservative Party, with Donald Trump, and then painted them as right-wing white supremacists. And but I would say that because we still have the same people in charge, like in these positions where they're dictating essentially what we're receiving regarding science, regarding the wars, like regarding anything international event related. And so until these people get fired and investigated or stepped down, like it's not going to change. Right. And so he's like, even RFK J, he's painted as a conspiracy theorist here as well. And yeah, so I don't know, like, Justin Trudeau, I think he's a bit of a narcissist, to say the least. And he's also possibly on the list, the Epstein list. And
he's on the list. Yeah.
And there's also allegations of him when he was at West Point Grey, when he was a part-time drama teacher, that having sexual relations with a minor. And there's other things as well, but this guy literally, he won't step down. There's been people trying to get him to step down now for literally years. There's been like non-confidence votes that have been pushed up. There have been people that have tried to get a carbon tax election created, but he has because we don't have we have multiple other political parties in Canada. We have not just Liberals and Conservatives. We also have the NDP. And so under Jagmeet Singh, who's the leader of the NDP, he always sides with the Liberals, right? So they have their own coalition. And so anytime there's anything that we want to have happen in government, we want it to happen, it always gets overturned. So even the Emergency Act being declared for the Freedom Convoy, this was like literally 2-3 weeks after it started in Ottawa. And even that being a staged and planned event, and my friend Helen Gruss, she was suspended that first weekend of the Freedom Convoy because she, like myself, was saying staged and planned events were going to happen. There was going to be government embeds and plants in the crowds playing roles to try to elicit emotional responses in people. I called out Brian Fox, head of Enterprise, who was the one that was possibly wearing the balaclava and holding up the Nazi flag. And I show photos of law enforcement and other people around him, even going in the Chateau Laurier and stuff like that. So totally staged and planned events.
They didn't even take the time to iron out the creases in the brand new Nazi flags too, for their fucking coup. It was so crazy because we were sitting over here watching that shit go down in America, and we were rooting you guys on for sure. We were rooting you guys on, but we were like, fuck, dude, we just saw this happen in fucking DC. This is the exact same fucking thing. Like the second that people show up in groups, whether they're peaceful or not, they're going to have agent provocateurs in there, because all it takes is somebody to throw the first rock. You know, even if people are there to be peaceful, it's going to turn the tide. Even if there are smart people in the crowd trying to stop that shit from happening, it's going to happen.
100%. And it did. And there were people that were also like Antifa, Black Lives Matters people that came in from the U.S. during this time as well. And they were involved in destabilizing activities. And so there were people that were cutting brake lines, setting fires. This was not related to people during the Freedom Convoy at all. This was proven in court and also like during cabinet hearings. And again, just total bullshit. But the only reason why it got as big as it did is because people knew it was staged and planned. And we all were saying that. We're like, let's just make it like bigger than what they want it to be, you know what I mean? And but try to make it as peaceful as possible to send a message to the world and also to government, right? That we're not going to back down. We know what you're going to do. I knew what happened even in 2010 in Canada during the G20 summits. Bill Blair, who's Minister of National Defense now, he was the chief of police during the the G20 summits in Toronto, and they were like. He literally set a cop car on fire, not him personally, but like he knew about it. And they left it there for hours. They got their photo ops with the crisis actors. And I share this video with a lot with my friends that are law enforcement and fire heads, like really high up fire departments. And I'm like, is this how you respond to a burning vehicle? And they're like, absolutely not. They're like, what the fuck is it still doing there? Like, why is it not cordoned off? Why is it? Anyway, all of that stuff. And also canalized people into areas and made them stay there for hours, even people that were not even involved in this peaceful protest. And they were freezing, and then also had people that were undercover snatch people up, literally from crowds, even like coming out of restaurants, going into their own apartments, snatching people up and interrogating them for hours, not in a precinct, but in areas that they had built, like on the outside of Toronto, they were even describing these as like cage-like friggin' areas. And we do have concentration camp places, by the way, in Canada, and the outskirts of our cities, including Canada and stuff like that. And anyways, what are those for? But yeah, the whole thing was we knew it was going to be how was possibly going to end with a lot of arrests. We knew that Marco Menachino and David Lemeny, these people were also cabinet members, public safety officer, laughing about possibly employing tanks on innocent civilians too. And again, this was all bullshit. And it was their friends that again were part of like the big provocateurs or whatever you want to call it, that were trying to make this into a riot.
Right. And the same thing. So these are two separate things, the Freedom Convoy and this event that you're speaking of, correct? Or is that the same event?
Well, it's just like during that Freedom Convoy period, these are things that happened.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. And what sucks here is, you know, a lot of us sent money. Like GoFundMe accounts decided that they were going to just steal all that fucking money that we gave to the truckers and everything. And not only that, but they decided that they were going to freeze people's bank accounts and shit that were there involved and everything. And so, I mean, are you guys allowed to protest in Canada? Is like, you can protest, but this is what we're going to fucking do to you.
We're allowed to have peaceful protests. This is a right of every Canadian, right, to be able to demonstrate peacefully for a cause of our choice. And there's been multiple protests before and after this, the Freedom Convoy, which actually was like over a period of 3 weeks. That's why I talk about multiple events, because over 3 weeks, a lot happened for them to try to declare a riot. But I have to get back on track. What were we just talking about before that?
Oh, no, it was just the fact that they allow you to do peaceful protests. But at the same time, they're going to punish the shit out of you so that you don't ever want to do it again. You know, I mean, you had poor people in there getting trampled by horses, and it was not fun. It was not cool. And by any account, I think that was there firsthand, probably would describe it as way worse than January 6th.
Yeah, and that's because like it's being sensationalized, but in Canada, it depends on what your protest is about. If it's against the leftist woke WEF agenda, then you're seen as a terrorist or a right wing supremacist. It doesn't matter your race, skin color, religion, any of that stuff. Like, you're a right wing white supremacist. But if you're on the left, and you're pushing for like the trans agenda or government overreach in schools, the education system, et cetera, that's fully supported. And so I'll give an example. We had a March for Freedom in September of 2023. But even before that, I think there was another one the year prior. But it was parents that went to Ottawa peacefully protesting. These are people from the Amish community types, like Mormons, religious Christians, like people like Muslims, people of all backgrounds that went there for the March for Freedom because they wanted to get the woke trans agenda taken, the sexualization of children out of the school systems, the books the indoctrination, the curriculum, like there was just so much, right? And they had enough of it, and it was just so promoted, and because of that, there was a counter protest. And so in Ottawa, it's over 50% government here. And these are people that are public works, procurement. These are people that are basically civilians that, you know what I mean? That are getting like a six-figure salary. And a lot of these people are leftists. and so they were actually given the day off work during that. And people were pushing for them to counter protest. So even Chrystia Freeland, Justin Trudeau, Jagmeet Singh, the people that are head leaders of political parties, they were promoting the counter protest. So if you were going against the parents, they were on your side. And they even again gave people the day off paid in order to be downtown. Like you don't have the, you know, you go off and just be part of the protest. And then even in Toronto, we had it where the, I have a different take on what's happened in Israel and Palestine than like most leftists as well. And rightists, to be honest, but there was what they were calling pro Hamas protests in Toronto, even after that. And we had cops, even though they were blocking traffic, blocking highways, major routes, busiest highway in the world is actually Toronto. And we see cops that were actually giving them coffee and donuts, right? So fully supporting this. And so it depends on what side you're on, to be honest with you. And it doesn't matter how peaceful it is. They're going to paint you as the enemy because then, you know, it just reinforces their narrative.
I think that's hands down all across the board right now in every single country that we're seeing. You know, I got a buddy, I'm hoping to have him on here pretty soon, but he's on the run right now for being, for doing what we do, exactly what we do. And he lives out in the UK and he has been going to all these hotels that they're saying that UK citizens are trespassing if they go to these hotels because they're blocked off for illegal immigrants. It's their sanctions, you know, and there's all kinds of things going on there. And he's been going to these places and exposing the things that is going on and the people that they're hiding within these places. And so the government's actually after him right now, just for that. And for posting on social media. And we're seeing that happen in Australia as well, where they're knocking on people's doors and they're getting taken away in handcuffs for the things that they're saying on Facebook and whatnot. Are you guys seeing that starting to happen in Canada?
We are. And speaking about COVID, I'll say that even during even prior to the Freedom Convoy staged and planned event, there were government assets, like even the RCMP, for example, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, that had honeypots employed, and they were targeting veterans, whether military or law enforcement, mostly veterans, and they were trying to bait them and aid them, like elicit emotional responses in them and try to turn them into radicals. It didn't work, but they also lied and said that they were the Coutts trials. I don't know if you're tracking that, but there were men that went to jail. And they were not found guilty at all of the crimes that were alleged. And again, there was no proof. There was honeypot stuff going on. And it was happening in Ottawa as well with the groups that I was in, where I knew there was there was undercover assets that were embedded with our groups. And they were doing the meetings without phones and stuff like that. And again, they were having these conspiratorial conversations about government overthrowing and stuff like that. And I'm like, what are you? And I'd be talking to the guys, like, you got to watch the fuck out. I'm like, don't trust these people. I'm like, don't fall for this shit. This has to be peaceful because you're doing exactly what they want, or you're planning exactly what they want, and just watch out. And sure enough, people got arrested. No proof. And then ended up going to jail or getting charged and stuff like that. And then zero proof again. So anyways, I'm rambling. And there's still people in jail from January 6th, another staged and planned event. I just can't even believe it.
I know. And I hope that those people all get a pardon when Trump gets into office, because he owes them that plus more, I think. It's been 4 years of their lives. Basically, all they're being held for is trespassing, because none of them were violent. There's no real charges that they could pin on them. None of them have been sentenced. They're just political prisoners at this point. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. And I hope that he writes that wrong. At the very least, I hope that he writes that wrong. But, you know, he's a lot of questionable things. When he left last time, I was like, wow, he didn't pardon Julian Assange. However, there might be things about Julian Assange that I'm not aware of. You know, he could be a complete piece of shit for all I know. But do you, where do
but
we
he
go
also
from?
Had evidence that I was going to say that Trump also had evidence that of crimes that Hillary Clinton committed. And so this was even admitted on Joe Rogan, for example, but he actually had And so the fact that he didn't put her in jail, you know, and his justification was, you know, that it wouldn't be good for like society. I just, for me, it's like, in your opinion, I don't agree with that, but you know, who am I? And, but just to go back to the wars, like, I think that what's happening now is people are trying to push for Biden's trying to just basically create a friggin' World War III. Or at least that's what it's looking like, because like even things that Biden promised he wouldn't do, they're doing. And,
So he's trying to leave his mark.
Yeah. And so Russia is still trying to possibly like hold, like they're retaliating, but hopefully there's not an international retaliation. And Putin has said this on the record that, you know, when there's military strikes where, you know, it's the weaponry and the people from other countries that are the ones that are employing them. He's like, that is essentially an act of war. Right. And so what do you do with that? Like when people were escalating on the borders of Russia now for literally decades, and even in other countries like Hungary and Poland and Belgium and stuff like that, more NATO assets. And so that was seen as an escalation of force that they were like concerned about. And people get mad
about it for him retaliating too, especially here in the United States, the people that are on the left, because they're eating up all of this propaganda that they're being fed. But at the same time, what you're describing is, I want people to think about it like this. Say you're walking with somebody and they're like, man, I hate that motherfucker. If I had a gun, I'd shoot him in the face right now. And you're like, I got a gun. Here you go. Like, that is basically what the fuck is happening, is Ukraine doesn't have the force in the military and the weaponry that it needs to take on the massive fucking conglomerate Russia that it is. And so anybody that's feeding them weapons is basically just giving them literally the ammunition to this.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, this is part of a money laundering scheme too, right? Where there's a lot of like people that are part of the military pharmaceutical industrial complex that are profiting. And that's where the money is going, right? Even Zelensky, he was caught trying to, or did, like a $73 million worth of wealth in yachts, like to two brothers, like Ukrainian brothers. And they try to hide like the wealth that they're getting from taxpayers, from the US, from Canada, from Australia, because we're all paying into it. And yeah, it's not going to the people on the front lines by any means or barely anything. And
he's got to realize that when Trump comes into office, that the funding from the United States is fucking done. Like, he has to know that, right? So you would think that he would be trying to make peace deals right now instead of this dumb shit that he's doing. Because he was even asked in an interview recently, what are you going to do if the United States stops funding you? And he says, oh, we lose the war. And it's like, well, then you dumb fuck, start making peace negotiations right fucking now.
Make concessions, make peace. Exactly. Like, and so they're even worse off than when they started. And it's just frustrating too, because there's so much misinformation regarding that war too, with like Snake Island. Ukrainian soldiers did not die on Snake Island. And Nord Stream 2.
The whole fucking Ghost of Kiev bullshit that they tried to feed us 2.5 years ago.
Exactly.
Ended up being video game footage. Oh my God. That whole stupid fucking debacle.
Ghost of Kiev. Yep. And
you know what really throws me off about Trump, though, is he said he would end all of this shit. And to me, that includes the Middle East. And he also contradicted himself by saying, I think that we should let Israel finish what they started. And that scares the fucking shit out of me.
Me, that's where I think is we're going to get where it's going to be a World War III level event, possibly. And it could be out of sheer desperation. Like, there's more and more people, I think, waking up and trying to push back on wars and lobbyists in general. And so, I don't know. I think that with Zelensky, he's another puppet, by the way. He's an actor. And
quite literally an actor. That's he was plucked off of a TV show.
Yeah, he played the president, of Ukraine, I think, in, And then, like, he's been in, anyway.
It would be like them making what's his name from the House of Cards the president of the United States. I mean, we're not that far off. We do have the apprentice. So,
yeah, that's true.
Well, Don, you came, you crushed. And I would love everybody to go follow the work that you got going on while you still are on these platforms. Why don't you let everybody know, even though they can scroll down right now, and please do so, and give her a follow, a like, and a subscribe so that she can keep giving you this fire content. And yeah, please let everybody know where they can find you. And if you have any upcoming projects happening that you would like to know people to know about.
So thank you. Yeah, this was very fun. And I could go down so many tangents. So like I have to be reined in. But you can find me on Rumble at Dawn189. That's DAWN189. And on YouTube, I only have a few videos because this is an older account with a lot of videos removed. But it's my name. So it's Dawn Dussault. That's DAWN DUSSAULT. And that's the same spelling for Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I'm on X, and I'm on LinkedIn. And on X.
Yes. And if you guys are flat earthers and you want to see a really good debate, I don't remember the one that you sent me, but I'm pretty sure they're all that fire. This girl, I mean, if you didn't win debate club in high school, then you didn't find your niche, because I don't know if that particular one that I caught, you just weren't taking anybody's shit that day, but you were fucking fire.
That was my first live debate, and so I appreciate that. I was a little bit nervous doing it, just because like I knew this guy's background, and like he was a troll, like with over 500 debates under his belt and a nuclear engineer. But like his arguments were not strong at all, which helped.
Yeah, it always does help. And I love the fact when you always stump these people, that they'll come up with something that has nothing to do with the question and the topic of the question or whatever. They'll just completely side rail you and go on to something else, or they'll belittle you about something just to make everything else that you say fucking irrelevant. And I actually get that all the time when I'm debating something on a different topic. They'll be like, well, you're a flat earther. What the fuck do you know? And I'm like,
yeah, I get that too.
I just destroyed you in a flat earther. Okay.
Yeah.
But, well, thank you so much for coming and blessing my little show. And with that being said, you guys know what the fuck we do and how we end this. Keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Catalyst Jones, Mad Hatter, minds blown. Down the rabbit hole where the truth's unknown. Flat earth, twist your mind like I'm throwing stones. MK Ultra, secrets carved in ancient bones. NASA's in the basement, underground control. Hollywood puppets playing their role. Secret societies where whispers roam. Jones in the matrix chasing clues alone. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Junkies break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Jones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens, crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Jones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip.
Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens, crop circles, what they never did? Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid, breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome, conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome, conspiracy junkies, break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Welcome, conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome, conspiracy junkies, break the shell.